good morning. It is a Friday morning post 4th of July holiday. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, it happened yesterday. President Trump, flanked by tanks, called for unity at a 4th of July event using the Lincoln Memorial as the backdrop. He used it as a rare call for unity, says the New York Times. It was a rain-soaked audience as he stood there behind bulletproof glass, recounting the history of the armed forces. Your thoughts on this celebration replete with tanks and flyovers?
Well, for those of us who know this president and know how divisive he's been and how he has tried to separate people and he has tried to get some to hate others, this is more infuriating than anything else, how he has the chutzpah to stand up and to act as if he's a unifier when he is exactly the opposite of unification. And there will be people who fall for it, David. Nevertheless, they gave him a speech. He stuck to the speech. There was an expectation he would be as divisive as he always is, that he would call partisan groups to do their thing. He didn't do that, and he gets what would appear to be credit for having done it. It is disgusting. I mean, it is just more than most people can handle.
Of course, there was protests there as well. The baby Trump balloon was in flight over the crowd. Many people, of course, unhappy with President Trump, and even former military leaders did not like this particular celebration. The other thing that's happening that we're finding, Alan, you're getting a lot of letters, I know, from many people who are worried not only about what Trump's doing now, but what happens if he loses the election, the idea that it wouldn't be a free, peaceful transfer of power.
It would be unthinkable, David, the idea that what America has, which is, as you just indicated, a free transfer of power. That's something that most countries have always loved about this country. And if you take it away, we have stopped being what we are, a Republican democracy, and started being a dictatorship. Do I think it's going to happen? I do not. I think it's just so far above the norm, so far above what our expectations are in this country. I don't believe it's going to happen. Based on his performance up to now, talking about rigged elections and everything else, do I think it could happen? I think with his mind, it could happen. I am hoping it doesn't. I'm expecting that it doesn't. I'm thinking that the moment he does that, you've got a civil war in this country. But we'll see. It would be the end of American democracy as we know it, and it would be just awful. I can only hope that what I expect, which is that it won't happen, will become reality. But if he loses and it happens, then it's really going to be time for people to take to the streets.
Well, a very interesting poll about patriotism, Alan, from the Siena Institute. More than two-thirds of New Yorkers say they are patriotic, and 80% are proud to be Americans. However, New Yorkers, by a majority of 67%, do not believe it is un-American to protest the actions of government.
Oh, well, in fact, quite the opposite. People are right. That's what makes this country this country. If you take places like Venezuela, where we're now seeing people dying and anybody who objects being in the crossfire of the government, you know why it's so important that we be able to protest. After all, yesterday, nearly every paper printed the Declaration of Independence, and we saw the kinds of things that the King of England was doing in this country, and it set the tone for what we could expect when people felt that things weren't right. You take that away, and this ain't America.
Well, you've been talking about the Republican Party and whether there'll be profiles in Courage, Alan. How about Representative Justin Amash, the only congressional Republican who has publicly argued that President Donald Trump is engaged in impeachable conduct? He announced on the 4th of July he's quitting the GOP.
Well, you can be sure with the kind of incredible support that the Republicans have shown to this president with everything he's done. Now, that doesn't mean he's got a majority of Americans behind him, because he sure doesn't. But you can be sure that if Amash has to face a primary, he's going to be in real trouble. So by announcing he's quitting the Republican Party, he doesn't have to do that if you think about it. And I think his courage is going to be rewarded by Democrats and Republicans, but you never know. The Republican support, the solidarity for this president is just incredible.
It's the economy, stupid. Very often used phrase in politics and elections. Well, how about this, Alan? Doesn't look like the best economy ever. Quote, 40% of Americans say they still struggle to pay the bills and are on the edge of financial disaster.
Well, there is a difference between the rich and the poor in this country. That's for sure. We know that people who are at the lower end of things have a tough time getting by. It's that simple. We know that just a few people control a good deal of the wealth in this country, and that while the stock market is doing very well, a lot of people are not. And so when you ask them, how are you doing? And they say, lousy, and we can hardly get by, that's a different kind of thing than looking at a stock market, which is exceeding a lot of people's expectations over the years. But that stock market is controlled by just a few.
And finally, Alan, size is relative. When you see the 6.4 magnitude earthquake that struck Southern California, you realize just how small the human race is.
You bet. These shots of this earthquake are very alarming. Makes me wonder why people want to live in California. But hey, some people are willing to take the risk. We know we're building differently. We know that people who would have ordinarily perished in the old days did not in this. Nevertheless, it is scarier than it could be. I mean, it's just awful. Take a look at the San Andreas Fault as it runs up California, very close to the ocean, and you say to yourself, I wouldn't do that.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Always great to talk to you, and rest up. We'll all be back here Monday.
We will, David. Hooray, hooray.